There are certain laws that God has built into the very fabric of the universe. And a lot of those laws work whether you believe in them or not. By that I mean there are certain laws that require no faith for them to operate. Now, there are certain spiritual laws that do require faith, but there are some laws, like the law of gravity. How many of you realize you can choose not to believe in it and it's still going to work? The law of lift, you don't have to believe in it or disbelieve in it for it to work. And the law that I want to talk about today, which is also a spiritual law, but it's a law that works whether you believe in it or not, and it's the law of sowing and reaping. Belief in these laws, this one especially, will enhance your ability to receive the benefits they bring, but disbelief in them will not neutralize the consequences of ignoring them. It will not. Non-Christians recognize this law of sowing and reaping. Everybody recognizes it. When I was in prison, you know, a lot of the inmates recognized it, and they put it this way. They said, what goes around comes around. It's the law of sowing and reaping. Or other ones would say, this was one of their favorite, if you do the crime, you're going to do the time. A lot of us will say things like, when we see something happen, we'll say, you know, turnabout is fair play. Again, it's just another way of people identifying this law that works whether you believe in it or not. We as Christians understand it's a law that God has given, and we can reap the benefits, the ponies from it. Now, there is some manure surrounding it, and I want us to help us to avoid the manure and get in on the ponies. Amen? How many of you want a pony this morning? I do. I definitely do. So I want to read the scripture first out of the New American Standard Bible. I want to read that verses 6 down through 10. And then I want to focus on verse 7 in another translation. It says, the one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. The King James says, let us not grow weary in doing good, because if we do not faint in due season, we shall reap. Now, I want to read verse 7 to you out of the J.B. Phillips translation, only because of the way that I like the way he words it. Instead of saying, do not be deceived, he says, do not be under any illusion. And anytime the scriptures warn us right off the bat not to be deceived, it's because this concept is easily misunderstood. You can be easily deceived in it. And so whenever you see that, it's telling you to take some more time in trying to grapple with it to figure out what it's saying and how it pertains to your life, because if you can find the truth of it, it'll bring freedom. If you don't, then you can be deceived and get into some bondage. But it says, do not be under any illusion. You cannot make a fool of God. And then this is why I chose J.B. Phillips' translation. He says this, a man's harvest in life will depend entirely on what he sows. A man's harvest in life will depend entirely upon what he sows. I believe God has built a safeguard against mocking him, whether Christians or non-Christians, into the very fabric of the universe, and it's in this law that he has built that safeguard. Now, what I want to do this morning is Paul is using an illustration from agriculture. He understands farming, and so he's using this law of sowing and reaping, and he's using it from the whole concept of agriculture. And there are three laws of agriculture that not only pertain to farming, but it also pertains to this particular law. And so I want to share these three laws with you. The first law is very, very simple, but a lot of people really misunderstands it. And it's this law: the seed determines the fruit. Say that with me. The seed determines the fruit. You can't sow apple seeds and expect an orange tree. How many of you know that? You can't do that. If you sow apple seeds, what's going to grow is a apple tree, not an orange tree. How many of you ever seen the movie Secondhand Lions with Michael Caine and Robert Duvall? It's a tremendous movie. It's about these two guys who are old and they're rich, and salesmen are always trying to get them to buy something, and they want to do some farming, and so the salesman had sold them some seeds. And so they went out and they sowed and they put the package, because they had radishes and they had tomato seeds and they had corn seeds and they had, you know, other kinds of seeds, and they make the roads and they planted them all expecting to get all these different vegetables and fruits, but all that came up was corn. And every one of the roots, regardless of what the package said, what came up in each one of those rows were corn, because the salesman deceived them, and in every one of those packages were corn seeds. So all they got was corn. Now, the point I want to make to you, for us as Christians, the seeds that we sow determine the fruit that we reap.